Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to the first house meeting of the year.
Attention.
Okay, why not? A certain military theme to it.
No, I don't know why. I don't know why I did that. We're asking for your attention, listener dear. Give us your attention, and we'll chat for a bit. That's the way it normally works, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. All we ask is you give us 45 minutes of your time and we waste it for you. That's kind of that's the basic premise of the show. A lovely fun chat today, but there's obviously business to deal with. That this month we've got two Flatshare Slamdown recordings happening live in London, and we would love you as dear listeners to be there for one or maybe even both of them.
That's right, it's a double header. We're going on Monday the 21st and Tuesday the 22nd, back to back to back. Nothing on the Wednesday, but you know,
it feels
more emphatic to say back to back to back.
Yeah, and it also, of course, you know, with the Wednesday being free, it means if you do know us personally, get in touch. We'd love to hang out.
Why not? Let's make it a tripler.
Let's make it a tripler.
Anyway, sure. Let's focus on the first 2 days. On the 21st, 22nd, we're going to be at the Phoenix Pub, London's famous Phoenix Pub, just behind Oxford Circus. They've got a great menu. They've got a fine selection of ales,
yes,
and a base one that they let us use for free. So it's
absolutely corking place.
It's everything you want from a venue and more.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say if anything, you don't even need to see the show; just come for the venue. it's such a wonderful venue, the Phoenix Cavendish Square.
But last time I was, oh yeah,
I'm going to still push ahead a little bit on trying to promote the shows, if that's all right, Parry. But we can reminisce about the Phoenix possibly off mic.
Well, we can do that on the Wednesday.
The Wednesday will be memories, but a memory of Monday the 21st and Tuesday the 22nd on Wednesday the 23rd. So tickets are £9, £7 if you're a member of our Patreon, so well worth joining. Or you can get both shows for £15, £13 if you're a Patreon. Why not get yourself along, because they're so fun. Like, if you enjoy Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown, then there's nothing like being there in the room for a live recording. They're really, really electric evenings. We have a great time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And are we ready to announce a couple of names already?
I think we can. Let's do
it. Okay. Crossbow, announce away.
Well, he's right. Tom is right. I will be there. But don't let that put you off, all right? You've got to get through me and Tom and Ben to get to the good stuff, aka the guests. Now, we've got two brilliant guests booked for the 21st. We've got Sarah Keyworth, who we've had as a Beef Brothers Cold Cuts guest before, but we've never had her do a Flatshare Slamdown. She's an absolutely brilliant stand-up. And we've also got another fantastic stand-up, Josh Pugh, who you may know from his brilliant videos he does on Twitter and stuff like that.
He's my favourite comedian online. I absolutely love his videos.
Yeah, he's great. He's absolutely brilliant.
Yes. The funniest thing to come out of Wolverhampton since Clarkie decided to move to London.
That's right. It's going to be a Midlands. In fact, where's Sarah from? Because she's certainly not from London, is she? Is it going to be a Midland special?
Oh, no, she's Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. Well, it's certainly not going to be a Southern special. I'm going to be very much, very much in the minority. But it'll be a fun show, so come along to that one. Guest TBC for the 22nd. But you know what? They're always fun recording. Yeah, they always have a great time.
They're always bangers.
Come along, guys.
They're always great. The records are always great.
If you want to get tickets, eventbrite.co.uk, or there'll be a link to the both shows and the doubler in the show notes to this podcast. And also as well, if you want to join the Patreon, patreon.com/pappysflatshare to get yourself a bit of money off the tickets, plus so many wonderful, fantastic bonus shows and a new one every week. It's a great place to
be. A new one every week. But anyway, let's get into our new one this week. It's time for our house meeting. Here we go.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
Before we get started proper, I just want to say I am coming down from an accidental caffeinated coffee.
Oh,
I went out for a stroll today, this morning, with Charlie and our little baby, and I ordered a decaf, and it was it was halfway through telling a very, very unnecessarily aggressive anecdote about a podcast I'm listening to Charlie, not a right. podcast she's listening to, but just like very emphatic about this podcast I was listening to, and I was like, oh dear, I've been spiked.
Oh no,
I've been spiked. So, but luckily that was, what time is it now? It's 1 PM now.
Oh,
that
we've got you for the crash then.
So the walk home was the hating myself and worrying about every aspect of my life, and now it's just the slow crash into sort of catatonic state, really. So that's just to clear the air, in case you're wondering.
I normally go on that journey every record we do, so you'll probably be in sync with me, to be honest.
Oh, that's even worse.
We're syncing up.
I'll just leave Clarky carrying the last 10 minutes, because that's normally by that point I've just hopped on the passenger train and
you've clocked out.
I'm just planning my funeral and stuff like that normally in the last 10 minutes.
Have you got any big plans for your funeral? When you have a funeral, Tom, you know, and it's not far away. would you have one of those funerals where it's like, because they were a very colourful person, I want everybody to dress. I don't want to see people wearing black. I don't want to see everyone wearing, you know, morning suits and looking morose. I want everyone in yellow t-shirts and shorts. What would you do for your funeral?
Slip and slide off the White Cliffs of Dover into the sea.
Well, no, that would mean everyone dies.
No. That's how I get rid of my body.
Oh, burial at sea.
Yeah, so like pallbearer. Yeah, so instead of a pallbearer, you all guys get like an arm and a leg each. There's no coffin. And you like leg and a wing me straight down a slip and slide off the edge of the White Cliffs of Dover.
And are you going to have sort of bollocks to Brexit along the side of the coffin? Is that here?
Well, my tattoo will be million? My tattoo will be on display, won't it, anyway, so there's no need.
It's going to be an open casket even when they're doing a burial at sea. It's very rare you get both.
And 350 million isn't on the side of a bus anymore, it's on the side of my butt.
All right.
Yeah, I'm all right. If you're all right, I'm all right.
No, I'm not really one for thinking about planning your funeral. I think it's for others to do.
It should be, really, shouldn't it? It would be
it's
bad.
Not your thing anymore. It's like, I don't think you should want control of how people remember you. You don't get that. You have to kind of...
It would be bad if like 4 years after you've passed, people are chatting, did we ever get round to doing that? Did that happen? Because I know he's definitely gone.
I've still got his body in the tarp for the slip and slide in my back garden.
I've still got that video of the slip and slide on my phone.
presumably, you know, are there rules to sort of the wacky funeral? Like, I know there's obviously there has to be, because otherwise there'd just be dead bodies all over the place, you know. Yeah. On the top of trains and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. You just...
Do you reckon I could get this body over this pub?
Every circus would be renting out their cannon, wouldn't they? Like obviously the circus days, but on the off days, you can fire a body out of a cannon.
You can fire the body or just the ashes. I mean, I think the ashes
off the White Cliffs of Dover.
Always. It's always going to be off the White Cliffs. Because you've always loved the Kent coast, haven't you? Whenever I think of the Kent coast, I think of you. When I think of Dad's army, I think of you, Tom.
Britain's last line of defence.
So,
just hurling bodies with a cannon at the French.
Do you ever go to those like pillbox defence kind of things out on the coast? You know, when you're on like a sea walk,
yes,
and you come across old coastal defences.
Yes. Yeah,
I they all stink
not,
now.
Not that long. Yeah,
they all.
They used to be lovely, didn't they?
Reek of piss. Well, so like they all absolutely honk of piss now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I would argue they're amongst the worst places in Britain. Like if you had to, if you had to lose a bet and be
I
like,
can't
oh,
wait
well,
to see this travel.
It's the worst ever Airbnb.
There's a reason Xander Armstrong isn't being filmed walking around the coastal defences. They are like obviously geographically, they're really interesting. There's a story behind them, but unfortunately, they all absolutely honk of piss. And I think they're either used as bogs or dogging. I think that's kind of there's I know there's a very kind of rampant dogging scene in the coastal defences around Dover.
Kent loves a bit of dogging. Yeah. Kent's big for dogging. I think it might be the dogging capital of Britain.
You can kind of understand it in those coastal boxes because you've got a nice view of the sea.
Yeah.
That's quite I imagine that's quite a pleasing sensation, isn't
it?
It's
quite calming, yeah. Of course.
You don't know who you're with. You don't really care because you're having it and you're looking out to sea. Anyway, that's not the route I wanted.
I assume people will be looking in through those.
Oh, people are looking in as well. Yeah, of course.
People are looking in, but...
Move your head, mate. I'm trying to watch the sunset.
was it Oscar Wilde who said, we're all in both the coastal heads, defences. Mate. We're all in the coastal defences, but some of us are looking at the sea.
we will fuck them on the beaches.
It is like they need a good spruce up. Like, that's a DIY SOS I'd pay to see, where we spruce up our coastal defences.
And then
turn
them
into Airbnb.
So it starts with Dick Strawbridge buying up all the coastal defences all along the coast of Britain, and then it ends with Mariella Frostrup sitting outside them. Somebody goes in. It's basically like Escape to the Chateau meets Sex Box.
Yeah, it finishes with them raising the Dick Strawbridge. But anyway, it's just, all I'm saying is they've gone to seed, and it's a shame. They absolutely honk, those coastal defences.
It's true.
Bad juju. They smell like Edinburgh alleyways.
During the festival, yeah.
The second worst smelling. Yeah, but I think those alleyways smell all year round. I think it's an Edinburgh lie that their city only stinks during the festival. I think that's what Edinburgh residents want us to believe.
If you're listening in the fair city of Edinburgh, do get in touch. pappysflatshare@gmail.com. Tell us, because we know there's a hoppy smell when you arrive. It's the unmistakable hoppy smell when you arrive in Edinburgh. Presumably that's not just for the festival, but do all of your alleys stink of piss year round?
Yeah, I was going to say, the alleys don't smell of hops.
No, they smell the effects of hops.
They smell of the aftermath of hops. Too right. House meeting.
Can I get this pizza delivered to my meeting? House
meeting. I don't think it should be for the person who's died to be calling what happens at their funeral, because then, like, basically you should live your life to acquire the funeral you want, right? If you want a private, quiet funeral, lead a private, quiet life. That way, you can't be like some boring, mean sod who's not very generous, and then like be like, I want you all to be wearing red, guys, and flying flags and play this great music. And it's like, oh, hang on a minute, John, you were a boring shit for 30 years of your life. You can't go out like you're fucking, you know, Stevie Wonder or something.
Can I ask one, by the way? Yeah, sure, Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder's going to have a great leader.
Yeah, of course he is. It's just a shame he won't be there to see it. But then if he was alive, neither. Anyway.
Oh, come on, guys.
I'm going to say, Spanish. Tom, is that when I go before you, yes. please don't plan my funeral, because I feel like your funeral planning has got a lot of judgment in it. You know how like it's very easy to love a person after they've died. I don't think that's applicable to you. I think after a person's died, you're like, let's really drill down into who this cunt was. You know,
Matthew loves Dover. Matthew was always talking about the White Cliffs of Dover. And that's why we're gathered here today. Excuse the smell.
to dog on his I'm corpse. Just...
Dogging on a corpse. No, I just think you get the funeral. That the what you give to the people around you, they should give back into your funeral. And that, you know, you can't cheat that. You can't shorten it out by writing a cheating email saying, you know, everyone cry and really miss me. Well, I don't know. I know people don't do that. But like, everyone have a really good time.
Can I just request? Would you mind terribly crying?
Yeah, but here's the thing. If they are a miserable sod, as you were describing them, right, then... Why wouldn't people want to have a great time at their funeral?
Totally.
Oh, like the kind of
ding dong
Christmas carol kind of in the alleyway, having a good old laugh about the bed sheets.
Yeah, absolutely. The piss stained alleyway, having a laugh at the piss stained bed sheets. Yeah. Christmas carol was set in Edinburgh, wasn't it? But yeah, that's so. So actually, maybe you don't get the funeral.
Excuse me, what?
Was that your Edinburgh accent? Sorry, what?
A bit lighter, isn't it, the Edinburgh? Let's not get into accents. Let's go. Screech. That's where I'm going.
Lovely. I'm going to do my accent anyway.
I'm going to prove how much I'm not getting into accents by doing an accent.
Fancy dress funeral would be quite funny, actually.
Does it have to be fancy dress where the theme is... the person, an aspect of that person's life, or is it just general fancy dress?
So that'd be quite. It would be quite funny to pick like. You don't like. I think you don't want people to be like, "Come dressed as me." That's weird, right?
Yeah, creepy.
So you don't want to be like, "Come themed around
thriller video."
So maybe it is just just fancy dress no theme.
What about movie villains? Because I think I'd like to see you dressed as Bane delivering the eulogy at my funeral.
Oh, I'll be glad to wear a mask because of the smell.
Because of the open top coffin. If anything, my rotting corpse would act as an air freshener to those stinking little trenches.
Movie villains. So for your funeral, we're all going dressed as movie villains.
Yeah,
I quite like
Scar
that.
From fun. The Lion King. That's Clarky. By your own rules, Tom. I don't want to be too prescriptive here.
You're getting so prescriptive. This is classic Crosby. We'll all get a letter in the post the week before he goes. Not only this is what you have to come as the Penguin from Batman.
He's really surely that's that would be Crosby in the coffin.
Oh, I'm going to be buried as the Penguin. Yeah, yeah. Wah 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 wah. I'm going to be because he, you know, basically the Penguin did wear a kind of sort of funereal mourning suit, didn't he? He dressed a little bit like a pallbearer.
Well, yeah, I mean, penguins aren't they?
They're all exactly, yeah. So I mean, the top hat, the long straggly hair, the morning suit. I'm basically already there.
Yeah, yeah.
The ghostly pallor because I'm dead. I think it's good, man. Open top coffin. They're like, did he always look like that? Did he always have a monocle?
No, it's just when he fell, when he died, he broke his glasses in half.
We can only find half of them.
We haven't been bothered to change it, you know. It would be funny. I don't know. I mean, like, I think what the bit that you could control is, like, it'd be quite funny to be buried, like, you know, doing the peace sign and wearing sunglasses or something like that, or like doing a peace out kind of.
Peace out, dudes.
Yeah, kind of vibe. But you don't want to control what people are doing. That's what I mean. You want to let the people do their thing, I think.
Which is exactly what a hippie would say. So if I'm there with my long hair, my little round John Lennon shades, perhaps a sort of tie-dye vest, some bell bottoms, and my rictus fingers forced into the position of a peace sign, people are going to have a chilled-out funeral anyway.
Surely that's going to be how you'll go anyway.
Charlie's dressed as Cruella de Vil, sobbing into her Dalmatian spotted handkerchief.
Sweating really into a fur coat.
It's a really funny idea.
It's a good theme for a, you know, because if you think about it, you know, you don't want to make it all like superheroes or anything, but you know, the idea of it being movie villains, there's a sort of negative aspect to it.
Yeah, it'll look dark, it'll look black, and it'll be the right colour.
Yeah, I think it's good, man. There we go. I've got it planned.
Isn't it a Quaker? Isn't it a Quaker funeral where you all just sit around and someone can talk when they want to? But, you know, I think we talked about that quite a bit, but I quite like that as the way to go.
Yeah.
Everyone just sits around in silence, and then someone says it.
Not sit around in silence. Sorry, I said that before you said it.
We should have booked a DJ. I know we should have booked a DJ, but you're trying to pinch the pennies where you can, you know. That 2 hour silence at the end of the night, I thought that was a, you know.
Well, also the fact that Jane came down a long slip and slide off the edge of the White Cliffs of Dover and landed on the altar. That's going to cost a pretty penny. I'm just glad her parachute opened when it did. But you have that at the funeral where at the wedding, anyone could get up at any point to give a speech, or during the speeches.
No, no, that is not what happened.
No?
Something terrible.
Well, I apologise, in which case.
No.
Just had a lot to get off my chest, and I apologise.
What happened?
Dressing as the Riddler.
One rogue person launched themselves into the speeches.
Right.
So there was one breach of protocol, basically.
Right.
Where, like, basically, I sat next to my new wife, and she said, "By the way, so and so's asked if they can do a speech," and I was like, "Well, they can't." And she was like, "I said they could," and it was like, "Oh, because that's not how we do it." It's a Scandinavian thing. It's like that. She was from Iceland, so I think it's that kind of area of the world have this kind of anyone can speak at a wedding kind of thing, and I think that's it. You know. But, you know, we had to nip it in the bud there, else it would have
been chaos.
I mean, it was chaos, really. But that it was a breach of protocol that, to this day, I still don't approve of.
I approved of it greatly. It was an amazing talking point.
It was a wild speech.
Yeah, it really took the pressure off Clarkie's speech.
Yeah,
Clarkie kind of slipped his speech out during the reaction of that Catherine speech. And like, whilst everyone was still reeling from Catherine, Clarkie kind of whipped his speech out, sat down, great, happy, job done.
That's how Clarkie explained the stunned silence that for the entirety of the speech. Oh, they were still reeling from the last speech, that's why.
Awe. It was awe.
Shock and awe. She was shock. I was awe.
Extraordinary rendition.
But you don't get many speeches at a funeral. Like, I think, like, that's more like what would be good is like speeches like at a wedding, but at a funeral, right? Like, say Crosby, when you go, you've got a lot of funny friends who hold you in high esteem.
Yes, that's right.
That'd be a great gig, you know.
Yeah, it would be a good gig. That's not a bad idea, actually. This is why I'm going to do a canoe man and fake my own death and then show up and headline my own funeral.
The real villain.
Would it be like a comedy roast at the crematorium?
Well, that's the interesting thing, isn't it? You know, how hard can you go when someone's dead?
Hang on, mate. Are you talking about the dogging thing again? Because we're going to go pretty fucking hard, man. In honour of you.
He died as he lived, stinking of piss.
How do you stand on comedy roasts? They're a weird old beast, aren't they?
I'd probably lean on the lectern, personally. Ayo.
See, now this is the kind of thing that my wedding guests, they were so busy reacting to the speech before.
Sorry, what we'll do, Clarkie, is we'll drop in a klaxon horn there. We'll get Caution to put in a to cover up our sort of confused silence.
I've said it once before, but it bears a repeat.
House meeting!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Here's my thing about comedy roasts.
Yes.
Yeah, go on. I think they're terrible. And yet, I seem to always find myself watching them on YouTube.
Yeah.
like when a bit of clickbait comes on and it's like, watch so-and-so, really roast so-and-so. I always go, oh, well, I'll watch it for a bit. And I kind of start watching it again. Oh, this is awful. Look, oh, isn't this horrible? But I've watched 5 minutes of it. That's my relationship with comedy roasts.
And are you watching the sort of the Comedy Central ones that are, you know, the roast of William Shatner or the roast of Justin Bieber? Or are you watching, like, the British version, which is two comics roasting each other?
No, like the old school American roasts.
Right. Oh, like sort of like the Don Rickles, Dean Martin, that kind of era roast.
Well, like all Friars
Club.
It's kind of you bounce around. You do a lot of I do a lot of the modern ones where like Snoop Dogg's always there.
Of course, Snoop Dogg's there.
And then like then you go back to the more classic ones with like you kind of go Steve Martin or those kind of things. But like they're odd beasts. And we haven't quite got it in Britain, have we? We've got like the rap battling thing. That isn't quite what they're doing.
I think that's a very generous use of the word "we" there, Tom. We've got the rap battling thing. I think rap battling does happen, but I don't know how.
You know, it's our thing.
It's kind of our thing.
At my funeral, guys.
What are they serving at the wake? Mum spaghetti. Of course they are.
Don't think much of these plates. Really, really absorbent.
How do you feel about comedy roasts? Do you enjoy them?
You know what? Like, the ones I've enjoyed are the ones that are, you know, the ones that are just sort of the most horrendously offensive thing that people can say to each other, a bit less so. But there are some really good ones. Like, I'm trying to think of which. Have you seen the one where Norm Macdonald does a roast and he does like really old. It might be like the roast of Bob Saget or something like that. It's like really, really old jokes. I like that sort of thing. I think, you know, but I don't know. I don't like mean comedy. I want comedy to be.
Oh, fuck you.
I see this is it, Clarky. This is why I gave you such short shrift for your mean joke about leaning on a lectern.
Yeah, what's that lectern ever done to you, Clarky?
Exactly, Clarky, mate.
Stop punching down. Stop punching
with your elbows.
Please stop punching the lectern, Clarky. I know you miss Crosby. He's gone.
The old comedy lectern himself.
But also poor Parry came dressed as a lectern, confusingly.
Annabelle Lecton.
Yeah,
the ultimate movie villain. Come on.
That's
Annabelle Lecton. I don't mind that.
Parry, say it again and we'll give it the Claxon treatment.
Claxon, guys.
Yes.
What? Annabelle Lecton.
Love everything about that.
Can we get a live effects pedal for this podcast where we can do that to each other? Would that be the...
I mean,
would that be the end of us?
We're always looking for that final straw
to finish us off. And it turns out it's a soundboard. That's all we needed.
Like, if we could do live kind of like tumbleweeds or like klaxons.
Klaxons,
like they do on Five Live. I mean, I don't mind it. I must admit, I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
Can we try it? Can we try it at the next house meeting?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. I sort of don't know how it would work because we're all over Zoom. So what we'd take it in turns to share sound via the Zoom, and then we would each go, right, now it's Parry's turn to fire some movie quotes at us or whatever. Suddenly we're talking halfway through, you hear Al Pacino go whoa or whatever.
Okay, you'd get 20 minutes on, I'd get 20 minutes on, and I'll tell you what, this would work in any workplace.
Does he get a look in?
Yeah, he gets the final 15.
The graveyard shift, that final 10 minutes.
When me and you
Parry shut down.
He gets to play just like a low tone of existential dread. just like this kind of just growing in the background, like a Trent Reznor soundtrack kind of thing. Just like, that'll be the final 15 minutes. No, like, you know, in any office when like you can choose the radio station or
any,
you know,
office. And
you know, any office.
Any
I've
office.
Been in a few offices.
You remember,
and
guys.
Let me tell you. Although I will say this, back in the day, it was normally like one person decides what the radio station is. That sets the tone for the office. But I bet now you go into any modern office, everyone's just in their own world of headphones, aren't they? And you think maybe headphones are taking away from the communal experience. Do you think if you simply dissolved headphones, we would immediately make for a more sociable world?
Well, Tom, in your day, headphones existed, right? They're not new invention.
That's very true, actually. That is very true. But they weren't. They just weren't as prevalent. You wouldn't see as many around, you know?
Well, I tell you, Tom, if you want to make you know, be the change you want to see in the world, take your headphones off now. See how well the podcast goes. Okay. Actually, to be fair,
it'd be most
to us anyway,
the same,
so
yeah.
It wouldn't make any difference. I like that
he hasn't laughed at one of my jokes, so he must not be wearing them.
This, by the way, is it's quite a mad concept because you're angry at a thing you don't know whether or not it exists. You don't work in an office. You work from home. You're very rarely in an office space. If you are working with other people, you're doing it over Zoom, so you have to wear headphones. So it's not. But you're angry at a situation that you don't know necessarily exists.
I can... well, a picture this situation. It really gets my goat, do you know what I mean? Oh,
I tell you what, this thing that never happened is really making me live. And the fact that I've had explained to me that I don't necessarily know that it's happening, is that's no blocker to me. I think worse than headphones, that attitude of this thing that I believe to be true, having no evidence that it is true, is ruining the world. That's more of a problem in modern life than headphones are.
I tell you what, do you work in an office that still, if you work in an office that still does the one communal radio that someone gets to pick the station for the day, get in touch, let us know.
The only office I regularly
work
in.
If no one gets in touch, I'm going to imagine that I'm absolutely right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, lovely. Great attitude, yeah. Actually.
Happy with that.
Happy with that.
I thought you might be.
Headphone off. Another good record.
He's relaxed now.
Yes. Had some really good things, and everyone agreed. I can see them now. They're agreeing. Okay.
Put your headphones back on. Thank you.
I mistook taking my headphones off there for doing it in a monologue. I realise that's what happens when you take your monologue off.
What people don't realise is when Tom's walking around with headphones, it's just his own voice saying, don't speak out loud for the moment. Don't say all the thoughts that are going through your head. Keep breathing.
I do think there's something in it, though. I've got these noise-cancelling headphones.
Oh, yeah.
And I walk around with them noise cancelled.
Yeah.
And it means you kind of spend your day in a certain fog.
Yes. But that's the idea of them, isn't it?
Just... yeah, well, but exactly. So it's like, I do think there's like, if I was a playwright,
oh,
I'd write a play called like noise cancel. I was going to say noise is off then.
It's a bit like I'd write a play called The Mousetrap.
And it would run for even longer than the current Mousetrap. I claim it would have been running for 115 years.
I'd do the sequel, actually. I'd do The Mouse. It's the other side. No one's ever heard that side of the story. Have you seen The Mousetrap? I don't know. I want to go back to my play idea.
I'd love to go and watch it just to see the man jump into that bath.
I tell you what, you arrive there. 90 minutes of the show is them setting it up. Then they go, "Do you want to see the play, or should we just fuck this off and make the man jump into the bath?" And then that's it. Everyone goes, "Bath, bath, bath," and they all go off to the foyer and have a glass of wine.
That'll be my funeral, by the way.
I like the way as well you're saying, if I were a playwright, you are a writer, Tom. You've written a film.
And you have written plays as well.
You have written plays that have been performed. It's a fairly...
I've been in a play that you wrote. I've been in a couple.
To keep writing, to write another play about, to write Noises Off. Noises Off 2. Noises Off 2. Noise cancelling headphones. I would speak to Michael Frayn first. Just check he's all right with you taking the title.
Now, hang on. But Noises Off is it's a light thing, isn't it? Ironically. Am I right?
No, you're thinking of black that? Comedy.
Right.
Noises Off is backstage. Backstage at a show.
Right.
It's the other side. It's the backstage. Yeah.
So it doesn't involve noise-cancelling headphones per se.
Not per se, no.
Actually, do you know what? I think there is. I think there's no rules for making a show that has the same title as another show. Because that's why some films have this, you know, there's like a bunch of films that have the same title. I don't think there is actually any rules. So if you wanted to write a play called Noises Off, it's not a bad idea because, you know, there'd be a handful of people who would want to come and see it just because it was Noises Off and it's a very popular play. And then another handful of people who want to come and see it because it's the latest Tom Parry joint. It's not a
great
idea.
Great.
Get a few early bums on seats, you know. By the time they realise it's the wrong Noises Off, you can, you know, you've already got their cash.
So if you had to write a play and you could steal a title, repurpose a title, what would it be?
Hamlet.
I don't know.
Hamlet.
I don't know about Hamlet. There's a lot of Hamlets out there. I don't think you'd be, you know, like if
and it's about, would your Hamlet be about a small village?
It would be about a small village that has an addiction to cigars.
Nice. Right.
What sound effect is going after that?
I think it's just me going. It's me going nice, right? I think in the same way you get the funeral you deserve.
That idea got the funeral it deserved. One person showed up and said nice, right at it.
Right,
hell of a eulogy.
Let's all move on, shall we?
I don't know if we can. But I think, I mean, what's like a big thing that people would love to see on stage? Jurassic Park, something like that, right? If you found out there was a stage show in London, even if it was in a small theatre, especially if it's in a small theatre, called Jurassic Park, you're going to go and see
how
that, right?
How are you repurposing the title?
I'm calling it Jurassic Park.
What's the content
of the play in then? Your Jurassic Park? Because it can't just be, you got to have a reason for it being called Jurassic Park, but it can't be Jurassic Park.
Oh, you know what? The guy who is like, it's going to be a monologue about a guy. It's me basically, but it's a sort of.
I'm out.
Yeah, no, but you're already in. It doesn't matter you're out. This is the thing.
I sit down and the voice says, "Today the part of Matthew Crosby will be played by Matthew Crosby." And I go, "Fucking hell," and the lights down. Can't
trapped. Also, this tiny theatre stinks of piss.
It was a nightmare to find. I can't hear anything for the bloody sea.
It's me. Yeah, it's me planning my own funeral. Actually, that's not a, it's not a bad idea, is it? The central character is dead, right? So there's me, dead, lying there.
Is this part of your caffeine crash?
I think it is.
It feels like caffeine crash live.
I think it's happened, guys. His final words, Jurassic Park.
The only words of the play. Have you got there tossing?
He's just tossing. What?
Hey, you lie there tossing, turning, jostling around, and then you say Jurassic Park.
I say Jurassic Park, and then people at the end are like, "What does it all mean?"
House meeting. I live in a house made of iron sheeting.
Well, there it was.
There it is, guys. There it lies.
Now, listen, quick correction of the record.
R.I.P.
While we were listening to that, I googled Sarah Keyworth, and she is from Nottingham.
I knew it. I knew she was Midlands.
No, we all linked to East Midlands, and then I doubted myself.
Yeah.
Went north.
And because the thing is, Tom, you've got such a sort of charismatic personality that you're able to push stuff like this through. You're able to push people further up the country than they actually come. I knew she was Midlands. So it's a Midlands. It is a Midlands special. So that'll be great. Josh and Sarah on the 21st, and guests TBC on the 22nd. But get your tickets today. Link in the show notes. Also, as well, I always forget to do this, but we need people to like and review the show. I'm still trying to work out how people need to review the show. People need to recommend it to their friends if you can. But also, like the show, review the show, because it helps more people find us, and we want more people to. That's our big mission in 2022, for more people to hear this show, because we know you like it and you're a good person. So surely there must be
great.
Other good people. You know, we can't have hit every single good person who would like this show in the whole of the world. There's got to be people out there just walking around, life going on as normal, not realizing they're missing out on this podcast.
Yeah, noise-cancelling headphones on, but nothing playing
nothing
in them.
In there. Yeah, exactly. If you're going to block yourself off from the world.
Me?
Yeah, we're talking about you. We'd like Tom to start listening to the show this year. That's our big mission. If Tom could... You know, he's showing up to the recordings, but come on, you know, become a fan as well. No, like and subscribe, and of course, tell your friends about the pod.
Yes, absolutely. Today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye. Will you please be upstanding for today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call? What? Get that frog out of here.
Dum, dum, dum. Aye, aye.
Okay, zookeepers, meeting in session. Now listen, I've got to tell you about the giraffe. It feels extremely put upon. Someone's been giving it too much work, and that person is John.
Okay, all right, here we go. All right, okay, that's the precedent, is it? All right. In which case,
the bar has been set.
I've got to tell you about our antelope. Let me tell you, honestly. Every time someone leaves their packed lunches out, he chomps them. And I tell you, he's been leaving out the most packed lunches. Jonathan Thompson.
Oh, sad news, guys. The elephant is a little bit depressed.
Oh.
And we've run out of Valium.
Oh, no.
But don't worry. We're going to send in the animal clown, Callum.
Callium, as he's known.
Callium.
Dear Callum.
Guys, be careful when you go near the lizards. They had a big night on the town. They got pissed up as newts and bought lots of flutes and played music with Zoe Brown.
I've got to tell you guys about the pandas. Oh, my goodness. No one wants to see our pandas anymore, because some buggers been sending them up the chimney and they come down all covered in soot. And so their distinctive black and white markings are barely visible because there's so much soot. And I'll tell you who that bugger is. It's Andrew Garfoot.
Oh, guys. Who's been
Big
watching
fan of Andrew Garfield, by the way. Have you seen him in that new musical on Netflix?
He was the definitive Spider-Man.
Tick, tick, boom.
Tick, boom, indeed.
Guys, who's been washing the snakes? You've washed them too hard. Who's been washing the snakes? You've been washing them too hard. You put them in a spin wash. They've got all floppy. Oh, don't tell me it was Jess Poppy.
Guys, who's been washing the snakes? You've made them all sleepy. We need to wake them up with a bell. Quick! Ring-a-ding-ding! It's morning, said Alexis Selnick.
Oh, God, who's been washing the snakes? Seriously. I tell you what, they've come out of that spin wash and they ain't half got a sickly face. I was saying the same thing to Nikki H. That was a washed snake of a rhyme.
Guys, who's been washing all the snakes? I have to hang about to dry over the ladders. It's absolute chaos. Also, what do I...
Also, hello everyone. he's hanging over the ladders. Yeah, go on.
Climbed up, slipped down, and twisted my foot. Was that you, Charlotte? Not.
What?
Someone's been washing the snakes, guys.
Guys, listen. The Panther's been to Tesco. And it's bought a lot of Easter eggs.
Not where Clarky gets his best clothes.
The Panther's been
to Tesco. Sorry, I said I don't like roast jokes. I'm sorry, Clarky. I've said in this episode I don't like roast jokes, and here I am roasting you.
You absolutely roasted the crap out of me there.
Guys, this is serious. The Panther's been to Tesco.
This is serious.
He used one of those tills that's self-serving. He spent all of the zoo savings on Easter eggs, and he's given three of them now, suspiciously, to Sam Irving.
Very suspicious.
So, what does Sam know?
Very suspicious. Oh, guys. Somebody's taken the bats. Oh, and they've been using them as cummerbunds. And that person has not given us a name, but they are a £2 Patreon, so hats off to them.
Oh, nice. Guys, who's been training up the tortoises?
I need to know the answer to this, actually. Oh, this has been a bugbear of mine for a while. And by the way, who's been training up the bugs and the bears?
You can't do it, guys. It's not what people want to see. Nobody wants to see a tortoise that is fast.
True.
I tell you who's done it. It's that Isabel Last.
Yeah.
I am going to tell you something, guys.
Oh, good. Thank God for that.
Okay.
We're all worried you'd passed away.
Listen, the eagle's been getting bolder.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Someone's giving it a haircut.
Who shaved the eagle?
It was Gareth Folder.
Of course it was. The eagle shaver Folder himself.
And with that, I have to tell you, the zoo is closed.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That concludes today's Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call.